Father, please give me the words to say and encourage the listener. Please keep me from error and let your desires and your agenda be priority in this message, Lord. I ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen. In Matthew 22, Jesus shares with us, and it's in other places, but for the sake of time, in Matthew 22, Jesus shares with us the two things that he would like anyone who claims to follow him, anyone who claims to have believed on him as Lord and Savior, and has claimed to be born again. There's two things that he asks us to do. In Matthew 22, verse 26, or verse 36, it says this, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" Verse 37, Jesus said unto him, "You shall love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." I'm going to say that again. Being asked what the greatest commandment is, here's Jesus' response. "You shall love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and all the prophets." In other words, on these two commandments hang the entire Bible. If my Bible or your Bible suddenly imploded in our hands right now, or we were taken away to an island, or we were held prisoner somewhere, and we had no access to a Bible, we can still know the Lord, obey the Lord, and walk in his ways, because everything in the scripture is summed up in these two things from our master, is to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Now, Jesus is speaking to people who, he's speaking to this in this particular scenario. One of them was a lawyer, and they were trying to really confuse him, or not confuse him, but catch him in some type of word game and accuse him of sin by putting one commandment over the other. But he answered well. But Jesus is speaking to a multitude of people you see here from verse 35. And a lot of these people were just regular people who don't really have a huge understanding of the Old Testament and the Word of God. And what you have to know about our Lord is that he is very personable and very down to earth. Literally, he came down to earth. And he is asking people to do something that they know how to do. In other words, when Jesus commands you to love your Lord, the Lord your God, with all your heart and soul and with all your mind, and another scripture, all your strength, he's saying that, and he knows that you know what that means. Ask yourself, what does it look like to love something with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, with all of your strength? What does that look like? You may say to yourself, man, because what does that mean when he says to do that? But if you just really think, well, look at the world. Jesus says the children of the world are more clever than the children of the light. You listen to these R&B songs, and people are just pouring out their heart about some other person. The world knows how to love with all its heart, mind, soul, and strength. But what does it mean when Jesus says to do that? Well, let's just really think about it practically. When you love somebody with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, don't you think about them? Don't you think about them? Aren't they in your thoughts? When you love someone with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, don't you try your best to be around them as much as possible. Now, does it mean that you always can be around them? No. Does it mean that you can always think about them? No. But the opportunity, whenever opportunity arises, you are trying to think about them. You are trying to be with them. Don't you listen to the things that they tell you to do? When you love someone or somebody or something with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, you try to do the very thing that pleases them, right? Or you accommodate them. If somebody loves their Xbox, don't they bring it with them when they go on a vacation that's going to take them 3 weeks long? You know, don't they try to make sure they take care of it and upkeep it? You know, just simple things. When you really love something with your heart, mind, soul, and strength, you think about it a lot. You want to spend time with it. You want to do things to please that person. You know, you put effort into your relationship. You put effort into your connection with something that you love with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And that is what Jesus is asking from you. He is saying, here's my first commandment, that you put deliberate effort into your relationship with me, into thinking about me, into talking to me, into spending time with me, into trying to please me. That is the first commandment that God would have first place, specifically the Son of God, Jesus Christ, as it says in Colossians, that he would have the preeminence. He'd have first place in your heart and your life, above your spouse, above your loved ones, above desires and all these different things, that he would have first place. Now, when you hear this, the first thing you should be thinking of is, boy, I can't do that. I mean, what I'm saying probably feels good because the Holy Spirit is convicting you of it. But when you hear it, you really ought to be thinking, now, that sounds like a tall order for me. I don't really know how to do that continually. I mean, I can do that in the moment. I could be at a church service and maybe hear my song, that worship song that I love so much. Yeah, okay, then I can love the Lord. But man, how do I do that consistently every day? You can't. This is why Jesus says, he said to his disciples in John 14, he says, look, I'm not leaving you guys as an orphan here. I'm not leaving you guys with a whole bunch of instructions and a way to live and then just have to figure it out on your own. He says, I'm sending you a helper. And so the Holy Spirit, he comes along to help us do this. And so if you are sitting here and you're thinking to yourself, I cannot love God like that, well, then the next thing for you to say is, but you know what? The Holy Spirit can. The Holy Spirit can make me and allow me to do that, because the fruit of the Holy Spirit in Galatians 5:21 is love. Love for others, but also love for God. The Holy Spirit can produce that in you. So it's just a matter of taking an inventory to yourself and saying, you know what? Do I love God with all my heart and soul strength? Am I loving him today like Jesus commanded me? I don't think I am. Holy Spirit, please cause me to love my master. Holy Spirit, please help me. And then also understand that God is not here to beat you up and condemn you and say you have to be thinking about me every single second of your life or I'm going to send you to hell. That's not what the message is here. He's saying my commandment is that you, with all of your strength. So everyone has different gifts. Everyone has different amounts of strength. Everyone different has a different ability in how they act this out. Somebody who may have ADD or who may have focus issues or who may have dementia or schizophrenia, they loving the Lord with all their heart, mind, and soul is going to look different than someone who doesn't possess those things, right? So Jesus is saying, if you only have a penny, give me your penny. If you only have a penny, give me your penny. I'll take it with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Now, the second commandment Jesus gives is this, is to love your neighbor as yourself. Again, you don't need to be a theological expert to know what that means. Love your neighbor as yourself. Okay, so how do you love yourself? Don't you try to give yourself the best? Don't you try to give yourself the things that make you happy? Don't you try to treat yourself to different things? Don't you do things for yourself that make you feel comfortable? Well, that's the same thing that I really see from that verse there and verse 39, where he says, the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. It's not rocket science. Jesus is not trying to confuse anyone. He's not making it so you need to have a master's in divinity to understand what he's saying. He's saying, if you want to figure out how to love other people, look at yourself. Look at the way you accommodate yourself. Look at the way you protect yourself. Look at the things you do for yourself. Now just do that. Use that as the model. Use that as the model for how you treat other people. And again, the first thing a person should be thinking about when they read that commandment is, I can't do that. I cannot treat other people the way that I treat myself. I can't do it. And so, again, that comes back to the Holy Spirit, where Jesus says, I haven't left you alone. I'm not giving you these commandments and then expecting you to just go do it like a parent giving a child a set of rules on how to live and then just disappearing and leaving them alone. I'm not giving you these commandments to do them and then just leave you alone. I'm giving you my Holy Spirit, and he will guide you into all these things. So if someone's sitting here and you're listening, you're saying, I cannot imagine treating certain people, especially like the way I would treat myself. Well, then you have to start asking the Holy Spirit for some help. Holy Spirit, I don't even know who my next door neighbor is. Lord, would you please give me strength to help them or to love them? Would you please give me insight? I can't even stand what this person has done or said to me. Holy Spirit, could you please teach me how to love them in a way that I love myself, the way that you call me to love, the way that you ask me to? Can you please help me to do that? And guess what? He will do it. He'll do it. So just some simple thoughts on this. And just to know that if you are loving God with everything you've got, and you are loving your neighbor and prioritizing them even more than yourself, you're doing the Bible. That is the Bible. If you read the Bible and you know it very well and you're not walking away with those two commandments, then in actuality, you're missing the entire Bible. There are some, and I've fallen into this trap, where you can become so passionate about different aspects of the Word of God and completely miss the end. The Bible says the end of the commandment is this: love one another. That's the end of the commandment, it says in 1 Timothy, I believe, 1 Timothy 1:5. That's the end of the commandment. So all of the Bible, all of what we have, the whole goal that's pointing towards loving God and loving your neighbor as Jesus Christ has loved us. Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the simplicity of it. And I just pray, Lord, that you just fill us up with your Holy Spirit, Jesus, and that you come back quickly. That you really would come back quickly and allow us to see you and to hold you and to be with you forever, Jesus. In your name, amen.